From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Another big media deal today. Reuters, the international news service, has agreed to merge with a Canadian publisher, Thomson. The deal is valued at more than $17 billion. The combined company would become the world's biggest provider of financial data and news. But this merger might have a tough time making it past government regulators. Bob Moon of Marketplace is here. Bob, how significant is the deal, not only in the financial world, but in the media business world?
Well, Alex, much of the information that the world receives right now comes from a relative handful of sources. You've got the Associated Press, which is a cooperative of all of its members, essentially trading news among newspapers and broadcasters. And then there's Reuters, which has been around for 156 years. During the dot-com boom, it pushed more and more into financial, technology, and media coverage. You'll see Reuters stories in newspapers and on websites around the world, but its core focus has really become getting information to clients in financial dealing rooms worldwide. And that's a different arena for information. Thomson is a big publishing empire run by a Canadian family. Now Reuters and Thomson say combining forces would be a natural fit here because it would bring together Reuters' strength in real-time news and data with Thomson's historical information.
Bob, with all the news that we read about hard times in the news business, newspapers going down everywhere, this is a $17 billion deal, and that doesn't sound like hard times at all. What's the force behind this?
Yeah, you just have to follow the money here. That's where these big information companies are making their money right now. In recent weeks, we've heard Rupert Murdoch's News Corp offering to buy Dow Jones Company. That's the parent of the Wall Street Journal. Now you've got this deal being announced today between the number two and number three information financial services. So you really have to see this as a reflection of the booming financial markets here. It's where there's a lot of money to be made.
We mentioned possible regulatory hurdles.
Yeah, there are just a few companies that provide this specialized package of data and prices and news and other financial tools to the big investors that they all use to make their investment decisions. There's also some concern about some journalistic objections. Reuters is overseen by a foundation to protect the group's editorial independence. That body has given the deal its blessing, but the unions that represent Reuters workers have written to Reuters trustees expressing deep concern this morning that it might erode Reuters' news values and independence. Justin Urquhart-Stewart is managing director of Seven Investment Management. He says that's something that will need to be addressed.
The unions have put in a very strong claim to say this isn't agreeable, and although that the Reuters Foundation share company have said it's acceptable, I wouldn't be at all surprised if this goes to court.
So it could take a long time to close this deal. We're hearing maybe as long as 9 months to a year to sort out all the issues.
Thanks, Bob. Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, from American Public Media.